Ken may be keen on Rabbit's Head, but I want to show him what everyone in the city is really eating. It's a food tradition that will never be threatened, however fast the city grows, and it's one of the national dishes of China. This fiery, bubbling cauldron of broth is known as hot pot. You can order pretty much anything you like, but the catch is you have to cook it yourself. This is China's fondue, except they've been eating hot pots for thousands of years. Hello,
你好。
Bamboo shoots. It's fantastic how they slice it. There's no cooking here because all they do is prep, right?
Right.
Of course, this being Chengdu, they do a mean mala numbing heat version here. Now I want to know exactly what goes into
it. They make all their soup bases. 你好.
Look at that. That's
a lot of flour pepper.
The copper hot pot is shaped like the yin and yang symbol to represent the balance of the mild broth on one side and the spicy on the other.
So they put in dry chilies. And then he puts in the flour sichuan pepper. 你的花椒从哪里买的？是从哪一个？
There are many varieties of hot pot, but in this version, the inside gets added flavor from a fish, tomatoes, and what looks like sand. It might seem a weird combination for Western taste, but the buzz here is amazing. And it's clear that for the people of Chengdu, hot pot is just as important a social event as it is a meal. As if the hot pot wasn't already spicy enough, more stock and chili oil is brought to the table.
That's a lot of chili oil.
It's sealed in these bizarre clinical-looking bags, apparently to reassure the customer that the oil has not been recycled, a practice of some hot pot restaurants. But now that the government's beginning to crack down on food safety, reusing cooking oil has been banned.
It is making me hungry looking at this spicy red sauce.
It seems like we may have allowed the waitress to order too much food. But it was the heat from that lethal looking broth that I really wanted to try.
It's not what I expected. It's not as spicy as I thought it would be.
Taste the numbing heat. It's kind of like a delayed reaction.
It's a delayed reaction.
Yeah. It's really spicy.
Yeah, that's true. It's only when you say, oh, it's not hot, then you go, oh.
That numbing spice is really addictive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.